Monday, March 18th, I just finished The Gentlemen, new Netflix show by Guy Ritchie, about some London drug dealer royalty. It's a it's a fun watch. It's, you know, if you've watched Guy Ritchie's movies in the past, like right away I thought about how it is similar to like Snatch, which was a really fun movie back in the day. And I would say that like this in the beginning, like the first two episodes maybe, I was like, oh, this has the potential to be like a series like Snatch, and I was excited for that. And then it wasn't close, in my opinion, to that type of quality. I would say I liked like episodes 1, 2, and 8, the last one. I think they did a pretty good job of like leaving you satisfied at the end. And it's a fun watch throughout because it's about, you know, there's drugs and gangsters and whatever. But in the middle, just like every episode was just, it was almost episodic. Like there was almost no connection. There's like there was like a new gang or villain every single episode. I almost sound like I'm giving a Peaky Blinders review here, but very, very different show. There was just like some new task with some other badass dude or female that the lead character like had to like get through. So I kind of got bored in the middle, but nonetheless, it's like an easy, casual, kind of funny show for 8 episodes. That's, you know, if you got nothing to do, it's fine. But if you miss it, that's also fine. So The Gentleman, the lead guy looked so familiar, and I think I recognized in the middle. I was like, I think it's a dude from White Lotus. If you watch White Lotus season 2, the British guy, I don't think he was British on the show. Anyway, he's the lead, and he does a pretty decent job. And there's some other faces in the crowd of like, oh, I know this guy. But it just wasn't, I wish it were more snatchy. If you saw it, or if you're going to watch it, let me know what you think. See you tomorrow.